The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Wednesday in the octave of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. The encounter between Jesus and the disciples on the road to Emmaus is one of the longest and most detailed of all the post-resurrection accounts in the Gospels. Jesus' appearance to Mary Magdalene, by comparison, was quite brief. His encounter with St. Peter on Easter Sunday was so short that it was only mentioned. Jesus appeared to the apostles late on Easter Day, but that too seemed to have been a short meeting. Here's the beginning of the account, as recorded by St. Luke in chapter 24. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" Jesus walked with these disciples for 7 miles, and then spent some time with them once they'd reached Emmaus. It must have occupied several hours. Why did he spend so much time with these two disciples? Well, perhaps it was because Jesus was related to them. There's a human tradition that Cleopas was the brother of Saint Joseph, making him Jesus' uncle. And it's possible that the other unnamed disciple was Jesus' cousin. Whatever the reason, we do know that Jesus spent a huge amount of time with them, especially in comparison with his other Easter Day appearances. During the walk from Jerusalem to Emmaus, Jesus was speaking to them for 3 hours. It's impressive that the risen Lord was willing to spend so much time with so few people. One of the lessons we can draw from this event is that God always has time for us. He is patient and loving with each one of us. He gives us what we need when we need it, in order for us to advance in holiness. We ought never to doubt that even in the darkest moments, and that Easter seemed to be a pretty dark moment for these two disciples, that the Lord will never abandon us. These disciples sensed this truth, and they asked the Lord, whom they still do not recognize, to stay with them once they reach their town. We would like to make the same request. Stay with us, Lord, in the midst of all the confusion of our time, of all the upheavals of this moment in history. Stay with us. In Emmaus, Jesus revealed that he would remain with those who love him through the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. That is how he stays with us. Towards the end of this gospel passage, we read, "While he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight." If we don't learn to recognize Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, we may miss him entirely. And this makes our separation from Holy Mass and the Holy Eucharist difficult to endure. Thanks be to God, we have the opportunity to return to the celebration of the Mass. And so let's not keep putting off what can be renewed today. Just as a bride and groom look forward with eagerness to their wedding day, or a child to his birthday, we want to anticipate with thankfulness our return to church, to Mass, to be able to kneel at the altar rail, to receive the Lord in his body and blood, soul and divinity. So that just as the hearts of the disciples burned with zeal upon hearing the words of the risen Lord, our hearts may burn with desire to receive him once again. God bless you.